Israel's Vice Premier Shimon Peres told CNN's Late Edition his government believes Hamas, which heads the Palestinian Authority, is waging what he described as an undeclared war of terror against Israel.
They become responsible for the firing of rockets on Israeli settlements out of Gaza and endangering the life of innocent people. And secondly, they took hostage a Israeli soldier while penetrating our sovereignty on our land, in spite of the fact that we have left Gaza completely. Now we feel that we have to defend ourselves.
Hamas gunmen who took part in a raid on an Israeli army base last week are believed to have kidnapped the 19-year-old Israeli soldier. Peres said releasing the soldier would lead to an end to Israeli retaliation, which has included repeated airstrikes against Palestinian targets.
If they release the soldier, the operation will be over in a moment time. It's up to them, but they cannot keep the soldier as a hostage and then complain. By the way, when it comes to electricity, we checked beforehand if the hospitals have generators to supply the necessary electricity to the people who are in hospital. We wouldn't bomb otherwise.
The Israeli airstrikes are causing a growing humanitarian crisis in the Palestinian territories, which moderate Palestinian legislator Saeb Erekat says could actually hurt efforts to win the soldiers' freedom.
When you begin bombarding the electricity and water and the bridges and these institutions and abducting parliamentarians and ministers, what I'm afraid this is doing is undermining the efforts to acquire the release of the soldier.
Erekat added that he is concerned that the violence will derail efforts to find a diplomatic solution to the crisis.
Now things are slipping outside our fingers like sand. I'm really very worried tonight. I have a lot to be concerned about. If the Israelis, as I expect, expand and escalate the situation in Gaza by going in with tanks and planes and F-16s and so on, I'm afraid that this will not only widen the cycle of violence and counter-violence and extremism in this part of the world between us and the Israelis, but this will translate and transmit to the region.
Shimon Peres and Saeb Erekat appeared on CNN Sunday, 2 days after the UN Human Rights Council approved a resolution to review Israel's alleged human rights abuses and report on the situation at the UN group's next regular session in September. Israel is not a member of the council, but protested the vote as imbalanced and intentionally one-sided. The United States, which also is not a council member, expressed disappointment. Britain, Canada, France, Germany, and Japan voted against the resolution. Stephanie Hovioi News, Washington.